Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 100 today. Psalm 100, it's called a psalm of praise. I don't think it needs the title for us to figure that out. It's so clearly a beautiful and concise psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever, and his faithfulness unto all generations. The psalm is full of sweet, joyful praise and even boasting in the Lord. Or is it boasting for the Lord? Or boasting by the Lord. It's a psalm worth the time to memorize, because every line can be used on its own in prayer or maybe in comfort in speaking with another. As we look at this psalm and we consider what it's saying about God, some of the questions that come into my mind are, is this psalm for the people of the lands or for the locals? In verse 1, it sounds like it's speaking to the people that are way out there. And in verse 3, it talks to the people who are there near to God. Is it to teach, or is it to remind those who already know? Is it to build confidence in God, or is it to exhort people to actually step up and work with that confidence? And I think that that's one of the powerful parts of this psalm, is that it speaks to those who need to know God, and it speaks to those who already do know God, and is a powerful tool for praise in either position. It's full of intimate and emotional exaltation and praise. When you read it, it feels like it is full of emotion and could be seen as an emotional psalm, but what it says is built from knowledge and ideas and specific concepts. So it has a very logical sense. It says things about how the Lord is God, that we are his, that God is good, that he is of mercy, that he is of faithfulness. And so it seems like it's not just an emotional psalm, and it is clearly not just a logical psalm of a spreadsheet, and it bridges those two feelings that all people are both sides, both emotive as well as logical in thinking, and we can use this psalm for both ideas in that. And I think that that's a powerful thing to remember, that we are whole people, and we cannot live on just one or the other. And the psalmist takes powerful ideas and makes emotional expressions with them. Now, before I read through it again, imagine this psalm within the stories of Luke 15. Luke 15 is when Jesus tells three parables. There are a group of people and sinners that were listening to Jesus, and the greater than thou people come up and say to Jesus, "Why are you talking to them?" And so, in defense of what he is saying to these sinful people who want to hear him, Jesus tells three parables: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. As we read through Psalm 100 again, imagine how this psalm would fit into the story of the shepherd or the woman finding that lost sheep, finding that lost coin, and that joy. And additionally, in the parable of the lost son, there are two brothers. And think about when the one brother goes off and ends up, goes into the process of ruining his life. What if the brother who stayed home with his father had kept this psalm on his lips the whole time? Might that parable have ended differently? Let's read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We're his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever, and his faithfulness unto all generations. When I am sad instructions for praise lift me up and out. Because they're not just silly, but they're based on solid realities that I can take comfort in. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.